Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Today's topic is the end of the reason, given by Philip Binger of Disrespect. I am the presenter, Cassandra Job. If you are calling in, please put your phones on mute. Please enjoy the broadcast, and may God bless his ministry.
Thank you, every listener. And I give God grace. And I worship him. I thank him for making this broadcast happening today. In the word of Paul, he said, "Brethren, pray for us. For my listener and for those as many that are blessed in this broadcast episode ministry of the Overcomers Prayer Defense Force Above the Cloud International Ministry, Touches on the Air, Operation Devil's Mission Thwarted, Elite Armies of God, I will indulge you to pray for us." As the presenter said, today's discussion is the end of the reason. As we know, this is a presentation or a broadcast based on religion. Not necessarily to be religious, but the concept of believing in God. An apologist. The end of the reason. Before we can go on, I would like to define a dictionary definition or logical or by logic of that term, reason, in a noun form. N-O-U-N. Don't forget, the end of the reason. By dictionary, reason can be defined or is defined as the basis or motive for an action, decision, or conviction. It could be a declaration made to explain or justify an action, decision, or conviction. Or it could be a fact or causes that explains why something exists or has occurred. For instance, I could say, there are good reasons to learn a foreign language. That is for example. People like to give reason for their action, whether legitimate or illegitimate. In logic, is a premise or a premise. Forgive me for my accent. When I say a premise, I mean premise. A premise. Usually the minor premise of an argument. I want to define, before I go into scripture discussion of what we are presenting today. What is a premise? or premise, or premise. P-R-E-M-I-S-E. It's a proposition upon which an argument is based or from which a conclusion is drawn. A proposition upon which an argument is based or from which a conclusion is drawn. One of the propositions in a deductive argument premises could be land, the building on it, or we can say both the land and the building on it. That is enough. Now, I want us to reason together. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, I'm reading the New King James Version. For the purpose of this broadcast, I'll be using King James Version Bible. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18 said, "Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord." The end of the reason. I've already given us the definition by dictionary, reason, and logic. I want us to believe for the sake of this argument that philosophy is just a logical explanation of a thought. It's not a body of doctrine. It's an activity. We cannot do away faith and reason. But like I just give us, we cannot walk with God by reason alone, which I'm going to establish in the scripture, as well as our walking with God by faith, we cannot do without reason. This is a two contradictory things, but which I will be able to justify and leave the rest to Almighty God Himself to breathe in into our heart. That is, to give every listener the revelation so as to establish us in the course of our journey with Him in this land of the living. You know, there is something in the Bible, in the book of Romans chapter 10, 17, because I want a little bit digress, because like I said, when we talk about the reason that is upon which an argument is based, decision, or we draw the conclusion, we have to bring in the fact. F-A-I-T-H. When we say faith, it's very ambiguous. The Bible says in the book of Romans 10, 17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Honestly, life is full of mystery. How the brain becomes the mind is a mystery. Love is often a mystery. How human beings carry out their signaling to the body is a mystery. And in the spiritual realm, how does faith rise up in the human heart? Who can answer it? I said one time, life is not about money, but it's about me. Life is not about power, but it's about purpose. The questions, this argument still begs for another argument. When I say life is not about money, but about meaning, then what is the meaning of life? Then when I say life is not about power, but it's about purpose, what is the purpose of life? Within the limit time of our broadcast, I just want us to draw the conclusion that it is only God and the world. Because it's the world. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, remember, we're talking about the end of the reason. The book of, in the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 to 3. Verses 1 to 3. We read thus. Though I speak with the tongues of men, and of angels, but have not love, have become some sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though, let me read that one, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all the knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. We can see in this scripture that I just read, according to the reason, and the premises, like I said, and synchronizes with the scripture that I just read, it it does look like. What correlation can we deduct from this? The Bible said, though I gave all things, my body, love people, and I do not have love. In that 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 to 3 that I read, it profits me nothing. Reason will tell you that because I was able to do this, didn't I love? The reason I even explain, I'm telling you, I pray, and Jesus said, if I have faith, I can move mountains. And the mountain moves. And I don't have love, according to the scripture, it profits me nothing. Does that mean I don't love? Remember, the end of the reason. The spiritual, the life, like I said, is full of mystery. It's not about money, but you need money to be life. Even the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes that money answereth all things. But the irony of life is that all things is not being answered to money. The end of the reason. Where are we going to? As a believer, we have to understand, and this has to come by revelation, that our life is not divine by circumstances surrounding us, but is divine by what God said. And we have to know that God created man. And he has endowed man with power. But this power is in him. The atheists will say, based on their argument on deductive premises, logical explanation of thought, and like I said, you cannot walk with God by reason alone, because reason will fail us at a point in time. And that's why the Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, that we walk by faith, not by sight. But as long as we remain in the body, we still have to go by reason. Just as Bible said in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Let me read if I see it. It's common. He said, pardon me. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Remember what I said. Life is not about power, but about purpose. David was anointed to become the next king But David has no power as long as Saul is still on the throne. But he has a purpose to become the next king. It's a mystery. And it's only God that can do this. And that is why, by reason, we know that all things work together in a mechanical machine. When you see the year, they don't work in the one direction. They work differently, some in antagonistic against each other, motion and action and reaction. But all these things have combined to make a purpose to move the machine. It begs me the question about the suffering and the sovereignty, suffering and the sovereignty of God. Is God working all things together for good? Even those battling and horrific things that involve suffering? That is the reason. And that is why I said we have to know that faith. The Bible says, have faith in God. And this kind of faith is not a faith that I have in this morning. This morning I feel reluctant to wake up, even to dress up, but I manage and by the power of the grace of God to go to church. And I struggle even to prepare for today. It looked like I won't be able to, but and thank God that I gave me the grace to make this presentation. Reason always gives you a basis for the sake of your argument, for your decision, conclusion, and everything. That is logic. It's not a body of doctrine. And that is why I said, with God, faith and reason. Faith supersedes the reason. Life is not about power. It's about purpose, but you need power to fulfill your purpose. It does not necessarily mean that you have to become a millionaire. Life is not about money. People have money and committed suicide. But it's about meaning. But you have, what is the meaning of life? Decision determines destiny. But how can you make this decision? And determination does not come by power alone. The wicked people is happy to commit to do evil. Happiness does not base only for being good. The only one that is merciful and good and truth is Jesus Christ. Being religious does not make people to be good. Being religious does not make people to be truthful. Reason alone cannot justify your decision or determine your destiny. Just like I said, to demarcate from suffering and sovereignty. That is, I'm talking about sovereignty of God. I repeat what I said. Is God working all things together for good, even those battling and horrific things that involve suffering? The conclusion in Romans says, for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. You know, when you study the story of Joseph, the brother of Joseph betrayed him. They sold him into slavery when he's only a boy. Decade later, he told them, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today." Listener, I want us to believe that when God speaks, it's eternity guarantee. What is said? God is not bound by time. He created time. And time does not define or affect what he has said. The Bible said, "Weeping may endure for a night, but the joy cometh in the morning." We have to walk by faith, pray to God to help us and increase our faith in Him. It's not an easy thing. What Bibles mean is that God sent men to David and He called them man of failure. But when you read the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 22, verse 1 and 2, if you see those kind of people, I mean, the reason will not encourage you that they can be good. But God is sending those people that are distressed, according to the Bible, in debt, and he became captain over them. And these people are loyal. And I'm telling you, as you are listening to this broadcast today, hold on to God as I am. We overcome the dragon by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. Living alone cannot help us to achieve what God said. We have to believe, trust in His only His word. May the Lord bless us and help us and increase us in our faith and to create a new heart in us and to let our sacrifice of burnt offering be acceptable unto Him. Thank you for listening. May the Lord bless you. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. You'll be notified of any upcoming broadcasts by social media. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.